This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about an armed Muslim group who attacked a group of Christians worshiping at church. Scores of men, women, and even children were injured in the attack. So stay with us and learn how you can be interceding. Christian friends, there are Jewish families in Muslim nations and anti-Semitic regions that are too poor to emigrate home to Israel, the land of their dreams. Ezra International is a Christian ministry that rescues them from these countries. Help fulfill biblical prophecy as God gathers his people from the four corners of the earth. Visit EzraInternational.org to pray, serve, give, and invite Ezra to your church. That's EzraInternational.org or call 352-394-4673. An armed mob of 20 Muslims attacked a Christian congregation on Sunday, March 4th. Many men, women, and even children were injured as the mob attacked them with large sticks. The members of Pakistani Gospel Assembly were afraid and anxious as they came to terms with the trauma of the unexpected attack. Pastor Cecil Daniel was leading the service at 9:30 a.m., but then he stopped to check out the loud noises in the back of the church. When Pastor Cecil went out, he was shocked to find a large group of Muslims trying to demolish the boundary wall of the church. One church member called the police, and once the police finally arrived, the mob stopped attacking the Christians and ran away. The dispute is said to have happened because of the church's new boundary wall. A local Muslim man named Tufal Rao had property next to the church and said he wanted the church space for himself. Some think he was the one who planned the attack. Pastor Cecil says this: "The attack frightened our congregation. We did not expect such a reaction from Tufal Rao and his cronies. We knew he wanted our land and that he could not stand that it had been dedicated to God, but his attack was nevertheless a surprise." He later went on to say this: "A strong message has come from all of this nasty business. All local Muslims now know that this land belongs to God, and no one can take it away from him." Listeners, please pray for the Pakistani Gospel Assembly and for all those injured in the attack. And tune in next time to the Charisma News Podcast for news stories from a Christian perspective. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.